Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Palembang Elok or Beautiful Palembang by Turisman. The song Palembang Elok was written by Turisman and produced by the Cultural and Tourism Service of Palembang City. It tells the story of Palembang, a beautiful, prosperous, and thriving city in South Sumatra. Palembang is described as a place famous for the glorious history of Sriwijaya Kingdom. The lyrics of Palembang Elok carry an important message to continue preserving the arts and culture of Palembang. Well, listener, here is Palembang Elok by Turisman. Happy listening.
Thank you. we know that Palembang has a typical food called pempek, which is so nice. But right now I'd like to talk about food from across Indonesia that is very typical to the period for now, which is the month of Ramadan. So here's four Indonesian typical food that always there during the fasting month. The first one is called kolak. Kolak is always there everywhere. Everyone has that, and it has a lot of variations from cassava, and then sweet potato, banana, and surprisingly, some other people uses pumpkins, well, still normal, and then some people also uses jackfruit too. And some people use something called rice balls, really? And also tapioca pearls and kolang kaling, which is the fruit of palm. I mean, it's a palm fruit. And kolak is basically a dessert with those things that I've mentioned before that is boiled in a sweet liquid made from the mixture of palm sugar and coconut milk. And then besides that, there is also bubur kanji rumbi, a kind of sagu porridge that is from Sumatra, especially in Aceh and around it. And the special thing about this porridge is that it is made from rice and other 40 variations of spices. So it is kind of savory with a very spicy aroma. But to avoid confusion, in Indonesia, we call something spicy hot as spicy. But out there, spicy means it has a lot of spices. Doesn't mean that it is hot because of a chili, something like that. And then we're moving on to Banten next to Jakarta. They have ketan bintu. Ketan is actually sticky rice, but this one is given, how do I call it? Can I call it fried? Maybe toasted, toasted grated coconut. If you haven't tasted grated coconut, you miss a lot of things because grated coconut is so nice. And even the ones that has been fried or even cooked, it also tastes so nice. And then the last one is barongko. Barongko came from Makassar. That is always there during Ramadan. And barongko is made from a smoothened banana, which is mixed with coconut milk, egg, sugar, and salt. And all the ingredients after being mixed, they will be steamed banana leaf. Yeah. So there is a mixture of this smoothened banana and all other ingredients is put inside or covered with a banana leaf, and then they are steamed. So they are the four Indonesia typical food that always there during Ramadan, and of course there are still so many more. And if you have ever been in Indonesia and tasted one of these foods, you can share it with us on our application, RRI Digital, or even to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Indonesia to the world.
His voice of Indonesia. If I am asked to talk about something that is ongoing in Indonesia, it is about recent hike to Mount Kartens Pyramid, because during the World 7 Summit hike, some of the hikers passed away due to hypothermia, which was triggered by heavy rain and also storm right at the peak of the mountain. But right now I'm not going to talk about the passing people. I'd like to share with you what the special things related to the Mount Kartens located in Puncak Jaya, Papua. So, as quoted from rri.co.id, Kartens Pyramid is apparently the highest peak in our country. So many people like this for a sport tourism spot, and it is like 4,884 meter from the sea level. And this is where it gets interesting. Indonesia is a tropical country. A tropical country usually only has two seasons, raining and sunny or dry season. So there shouldn't be any place for snow. But in Kartens Pyramid, there used to be what we call the eternal snow, because it became the only snowy place that we have in Indonesia. However, the snow is depleting because of the global warming. A very nice slap for people who say that global warming is not really real. But then again, why the name is really not Indonesian? The name is Kartens Pyramid. So it came from a hiker from the Netherlands called John Karsten Zoon, who, just like everybody else, upon seeing something that people has got to claim, they call the place as Kartens. But the interesting story that Kartens came to the Kartens Pyramid because he didn't believe that the mountain has an eternal snow at that time. And then in here, it is also part of the World Seven Summits, or the High Summits, representing every continent in the world. But if you want to go to the Kartens Pyramid, well, make sure to have an adequate scale of hiking and rock climbing, and some basic skills for the use of ropes. Something like that is very, very necessary. So here is some facts related to the Kartens Pyramid, or we call it in Indonesian Puncak Jaya in Papua, which is the highest place in Indonesia. If you happen to be a hiker or a climber, make sure that Kartens Pyramid is a go-to place if you want to find a new place besides the one in your country.
Kita tak temukan jalan.
listen to Bernadia with Satu Bulan or One Month. It's about somebody who breaks up recently, not even 1 month, and suddenly the other person has been going out with somebody else. So, well, this song is a kind of overthinking, thinking that whether the other person has been dating the other has been dating besides us even before the breakup. Well, never ask yourself that kind of question, and even if that happens to you, it means you got to be grateful because you've been breaking up with a wrong person to whom you've wasted your life to. So we wouldn't waste more of your time. More from Indonesia is coming up next, like this one next song by Sal Priyadi entitled Mesra-mesraannya Kecil-kecilan Dulu. It's kind of challenging for me to translate this for you. The title is about getting intimate. We can only get intimate just for a little bit, for a while. It is telling about that if you want to get this close when there's some challenges, well, you should lower down your expectation. Don't expect the same level of intimacy, especially when there is challenges, when there are problems, when there are things to be taken care of. So you got to focus on the things that you got to take care of while still trusting that everybody get close to us will still love us despite the situation. So here is Sal Priyadi with Mesra-mesraannya Kecil-kecilan Dulu, and after that we'll bring you to Kampung Naga, or not really literally, the Dragon Village. Stay tuned on Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sementara kita mesra-mesraannya enjoyed to talk to the women. Although I didn't understand them, it was fun to talk to them. And, yeah, even to talk by hands and feet, and it was very funny.
Kampung Naga is a village where a culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or table successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition, which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of Bali, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ija. She is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. General smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijab explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is still shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call steel building is like our body, because the shape is like there is head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people, to build synergy with the regional government without we ask. Apparently, Ijat knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah, di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the hills of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service, Head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh.
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, Bali or meeting place kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ijat then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islam, Islamic Sacred Fast Day, Islamic Rites, Ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into Heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri Festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kunchen or Kampung Hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijat about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything has mandate like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali. And that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are 3 table days in Kampung Naga. Namely, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, the table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and months, like Ijat explained.
Jadi di tabukan itu bukannya di tabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Mikraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Thank you very much for people joining Indonesia Today by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'd like you to send us what you feel about our program to our email, voioilisteners@gmail.com, our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, voi__official. After this, my colleague Ray will be in here with you, so speak to not enter the words of his voice of Indonesia.
welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. Sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic in and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
hear some news. Wilmer's group's integrated industrial estate has launched the Unhabitable House Improvement Assistance Program in Serang, Banten, aiming to assist communities in need of decent housing. The program, initiated in 2024, focuses on various aspects of more improvement, including sanitation, ventilation, structural reinforcement, and roofing to ensure healthy and livable homes. Wilmer plans to continue this initiative to benefit more families in the future. The Polish government has invited representatives from East Nusa Tenggara to attend the inauguration of the NTT Cultural Park in Poland. This initiative aims to strengthen cultural ties between Poland and Indonesia by showcasing NTT's rich heritage and traditions. The event expected to open new opportunities for cultural exchange and tourism collaboration between the two regions. And that was the news. Listener, welcome back, and still here in Indonesia today in the afternoon session with me, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And stay tuned with us in online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kilohertz and 4755 kilohertz, and our application, of course, in RRA Digital.
Ku lihat dari matamu.